2. The communication cycle. Before delving into how we can improve how these excluded groups can be drawn into the market, it is worth reflecting on how communications have evolved. This is by no means a full analysis of the subject, but it serves to make us reflect on how we, as humans, communicate and how the industry we all represent might influence how we do things going forward. The sequence goes something like this. We started off grunting and gesturing at each other. Early forms of written communication were developed to capture thoughts and images of our activities. Languages evolved on regional and tribal bases. Alphabets emerged and we began to write things down. The printing press revolutionized the writing and production of texts away from the handwritten works of art coming out of religious establishments. We computerized text and turned it into digits. Keyboards evolved as input devices and screens as output/consumption devices. Touchscreens came along, and we returned to tapping and gesturing. Speech recognition evolved and we started talking at our devices. Gesturing and perhaps even grunting at our devices was enabled from laptops to smartphones and smart speakers to televisions. And if this isn't complicated enough, we are entering a period of research where brainwave interpretation is gaining significant attention to suggest that it might be a usable option. This is a step into the real future and comes with a lot of very serious questions about exploitation. But it potentially opens up a whole new channel of interaction for those unfortunate enough to be suffering from locked-in syndrome and similar issues. Whether this is a cyclical or a linear progression, it is difficult to say. What is evident is that it gives us a wider range of options as to how we communicate with each other, and furthermore, with the advent of artificial intelligence, how we interact with things and systems. This variety of means of communications can be mapped onto the different ways in which individuals might be impaired from interacting with anyone, let alone the telecom service providers and related applications and content providers.